the gloaming by the fireside. With you I'll be content in the gloaming by the fireside. Every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire. Finding in its gleams, dear, a heart's desire.
Is that you? Hello. I thought I heard your key in the lock. I hope your day was a nice one. Go and sit in the chair by the fire, and I'll put on a record, then go and make us some tea. Or would you prefer something a little stronger?
I've always had a doubt that anything like this could be. If this should be illusion, don't let me find it out. Don't take away my dream from me. Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. You've got me believing in you.
Atkins and his band playing Seeing is Believing, with vocals by Leslie Thorne. Mr. Atkins had been chosen in 1935 to front a band that deputised for Oscar Rayburn at the Hammersmith Palais. It proved to be a huge success, and he became resident at the new and ultra-modern Embassy Ballroom in Welling in Kent. It had a wonderful wooden dance floor, apparently, made from Canadian maple wood.
A dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, fancies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbor of sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes at the toes. I'm here till closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime.
Jack Payne and 10 Cents a Dance. That was the BBC Dance Orchestra, of course, and Elsie Carlisle was the vocalist. Elizabeth Elsie Carlisle was an English singer both before and during the British dance band era of the 1920s and 30s, and she was nicknamed Radio Sweetheart Number One due to her popularity. And she was undoubtedly the most popular radio performer in England in the 1930s. So, from one of the most popular female singers, let's go back a little bit and listen to the Queen of the British musicals. This is a bit of a rare treat, this one.
Many pleasant nights I've spent, but I never was content, and why I didn't know. Now I know and I'll confess, last night I found happiness, but someone made it so. Oh, oh, what a night, oh, what a night, took the longest walk with baby. Oh, what a walk, oh, what a walk, found the nicest spot to chat with baby. Oh, what a chat, oh, what a chat, underneath the pale moonlight. I lost my heart, I lost my head, what a night last night. I've had happy times galore, but I never knew before the things that I know now. I am like a newborn child, look at me, I'm running wild, for last night was a wow. Oh, oh, what a night, oh, what a night, got the sweetest kiss from baby. Oh, what a kiss, oh, what a kiss, got the tightest tug and squeeze from baby. Oh, what a hug, oh, what a hug, everything to my delight. Boy, did I fall, boy, that ain't all, what a night last night. Oh, what a night, oh, what a night, fixed it up by phone with baby. She said with joy, hello, big boy. I said, are you free this evening?
the job. I've nothing on. I reply, that's quite all right. I'm dressed like that, except for my hat. What a night last night.
Froy Thord was born Flora May Augusta Flanagan, and she was an Australian folk singer. She became one of the most popular music hall performers in the early 20th century, and with a career that lasted over four decades, the jolly buxom songstress sauntered across the musical stages in Britain as if she owned the place. And she possibly did. She didn't write her own songs or her own material, but she had an uncanny knack of picking a good song. If a new song failed to have the audience join in the chorus by the second or third night, she discarded it ruthlessly. But it did stand her in good stead, because the woman might herself be forgotten today, but her hit songs live on, and the biggest being Down at the Old Bull and Bush, which she originally recorded in 1904, by the way. Now, we've heard the BBC Dance Band under Jack Payne, so let's hear them again with this recording. It's 4 years later than Jack's, and the leader this time is Mr. Henry Hall.
So la ti do, that's the scale. Everybody ought to know how to play from do to do. There is nothing finer than a minor strain. It's the kind of melody gets a lot of sympathy. Accord in C is beautiful, I heard somebody say it. Accord in G is wonderful, according to the way you play it.
Forget about Crosby and Caruso. Oh, Susanna, I'll let you sing some. My darling, here's my letter. I'm writing through my tears a few sweet words to thank you for lovely souvenirs. Memories you gave me still echo in my heart. I'll dream of them while we're apart. I haven't said thanks for that lovely weekend. Those 2 days of heaven you helped me to spend. The thrill of your kiss as you stepped off the train. The smile in your eyes like the sun after rain. To mark the occasion, we went out to dine. Remember the laughter, the music, the wine. That drive in the taxi when midnight had flown. Then breakfast next morning, just we two alone. You had to go, the time was so short. We both had so much to say. Your kit to be packed, the train to be caught. Sorry I cried, but I just felt that way. And now you have gone, dear, this letter I pen. My heart travels with you till we meet again. Keep smiling, my darling, and someday we'll spend a lifetime as sweet as that lovely weekend.
Joe Loss and his band, with Chick Henderson telling us about That Lovely Weekend back in 1942. They actually recorded it at Green's Playhouse in Glasgow on the 10th of January in 1942. It was a Saturday, so I'm guessing perhaps they were talking about the weekend before it as they were working that one.
Thank you.
was by the rather lovely named ensemble called Whitney Court Music Box, and it was led by Pynchon Johnson. It was issued on a rather nice label, which has the word Special Record in gold across the top. Now, these were issued during the Second World War by the Gramophone Company in the UK, and as the label explains underneath the wording of a special record, all profits from the sale of this record goes to the PJ Spitfire Fund.
Great world is a good world after all. Smile, darn you, smile, and right away watch Lady Luck pay you a call. Things are never black as they are painted. Time for you and joy to get acquainted. So make life worthwhile. Come on and smile, darn you, smile.
McKee and his Kit Kat band, Smile, Darn You Smile, with Charles Penrose handling the vocals for us there. Mr. McKee enjoyed a recording career that spanned almost 20 years, and many of the records he released were under his own name, but they were also under the Riviera Club and the one that we've just heard, the Kit Kat Club. When Ray Noble left the HMV House Band, which was the new Mayfair Orchestra, it was Percival McKee who replaced him as director of that orchestra. Now let's listen to the magical combination of Ray Noble, as I mentioned before, and Al Boley. Thank you.
little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. How I recall my dear old mother putting me to bed. She tucked me in and said to her little sleepy head, this little piggy was a bad little piggy who cried all the way home. Years have passed, but no matter where I may roam, I dream and pray someday I'll say to a cute little piggy of my own, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home.
I think it's safe to say that This Little Piggy Went to Market is Tiddle's favourite of this week's selection. Shall we continue with the humour now and play Mr. Leslie Cerrone?
Silly games from Mahjong to Pachisi, but if you're good at puns on names, you'll find that this one's easy. So when you next have company, or folks start dropping in for tea, just say who's there and then prepare to learn a thing or three. Knock, knock, who's there? Arthur. Arthur who? Are the folks all right at home? Knock, knock, who's there? Kitty. Kitty who? Kitty Long, little doggy, Kitty Long. If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, 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 that's the phrase. You've got to find words to get the craze. Knock, knock, who's there? Bill. Bill who? Bill who himself to smithereens. Very short. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
You can. You can who? You can keep your Christmas food. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe Loss. Joe Loss who? All the world will be Joe Loss of me. If you know how puns are made, then you know how this is played. On your mark, get set to go. Knock, knock, knock. that's the phrase. You got to find words to get the craze. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cerrone, Cerrone who? Cerrone, a bird in the gilded cage. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Holmes, Holmes who? Holmes, James, and don't spare the horses.
I'm going to play it.
Play it? But you're not a trumpet player. You're a singer. Besides, you don't even know how it works.
Oh, yes, I do.
Well, let me hear it.
I blow through here. The music goes down and around. And I, oh, and it comes up here. I push the first valve down. The music goes down and around. And I, oh, and it comes up here. I push the middle valve down. The music goes down around. Below, 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 below. Listen to the jazz come out. Then I push the other valve down. The music goes down and around. And I, oh, and it comes up here.
Krieger and Romano's Restaurant Dance Orchestra with The Music Goes Round and Round. They recorded it in Chelsea, which is obviously in London, in 1936, and the vocalist was Ronnie Hill. Now, Romano's was a very grand restaurant, and it's not where the Romano's of today is located in London. This one was at number 400 in the Strand, in the City of Westminster, London. And it was founded by Mr. Romano. His nickname was the Roman, and he was an Italian who served French food, surprisingly. And patrons included the Prince of Wales, later King Edward VIII. And sadly, the restaurant is no more because it was bombed during the Blitz in World War II.
Thank you.
Now, Bert Roughton and his Havana Band were playing a lovely instrumental for us there called The Lady of the Nile. It was recorded in London in 1926. And Mr. Roughton was a highly talented American saxophonist who led the popular Savoy Havana Band before touring Australia, and then the ill-fated tour of South Africa took place, where he was killed in a hunting accident. I think I told you that story a few weeks ago. Mr. Roughton was a true showman, though, and he used to appear in diamond-studded boots, which literally sparkled in the lighting of the ballrooms. Now, I'll just put on a couple of records by the Roy Brothers, and then I'll go and make a pot of tea for us.
Sweets, or you'll get scared of pain and ruin your tum-tum. Keep away from hoochie-hooch when you're on the spree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Sound advice there of button up your overcoat. That was Sid Roy and his lyricals. Sid Roy was the elder of the two Roy brothers and was a force in his own right. With a band called the Lyricals, which we've just heard, he performed lively jazz tunes at London's Café de Paris in the mid-1920s. They also performed at the opening of the RKO Theatre in London's famous Leicester Square. That was in 1931. And from then on, they went under the name of the RKOans. After that, he seemed to focus more on promoting his more famous brother, Harry.
Take the washing in, it's coming on to rain. Let's sit round the kitchen fire and sing this old refrain.
Put your worries through the mangle like mother does on washing day. When you're in an awful tangle, wash the blues away.
Thank you. got my gold, all beat, old boy, I'm sure
was one of three American brothers who charmed their way into the London music scene in the 1920s. First coming into prominence in the Piccadilly Hotel, Ray and his brother after a while returned to the States in the mid-1930s, I think it was. But Rudy, the third brother, he stayed here and continued playing in bands. What's that record you're sitting by, Tiddles? Do you want me to play it?
Taxi, do 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 do. There in the taxi, telling me to love you. We drove round the block, passing your door. But a song like that was worth an encore. I heard a song in the taxi, do 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 do. I'll take a taxi every time I'm with you. We'll sing together and let the world see you do 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 love me.
I heard a song in a taxi. Now, Jay Wilbur was born in Bournemouth and made over 1,000 recordings, mainly under his own name, but he did, like others, occasionally use pseudonyms. However, the record we've just played does have his name on the label, and in 1940 he became the first band leader to play on the radio on a Sunday, and he also appeared in a successful wartime radio show called High Gang, which starred the husband and wife team of Ben Lyon and B.B. Daniels. I think we've got time for one more before I start dinner. How about this one? It's Peter York and Smoke Dreams. Now, Peter York was part of bands led by Percival McKee and Jack Hilton before forming his own dance band, and in the late 1930s he moved into the genre of British light music. The vocalist on this recording is Sam Costa, who went on to become quite a comedic actor.
campfire, dreaming I see you near me, singing here by a campfire, hoping that you may hear me. Close to our hills of blue, darling, I spend this hour with you in small dreams here by a campfire, dreaming you're close beside me in smoke dreams, just smoke dreams.
That was fun. I hope you enjoyed the music I've played for you this evening.
You did?
Oh, good. So let's do it all again next week, shall we? Well, I'll go and wash up our cups and start the dinner. I wonder what the coming week will bring. I hope it's only nice things. Come on, Tiddles. We need to start making our dinner.
Are you a dreamer too? Love makes us all dreamers, and the loveliest dreams of all are those you dream together, sitting side by side by the fireside.
Pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy, oh so happy, while we do as lovers do. With no one there to notice, a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
Now we leave these magic melodies to linger on the air, and we say farewell once more until next week. Farewell to all sweethearts.